everything that rocks.
Here we go.
My game would sound like a die right away.
Here we go.
You got hit by the first Goomba. What the hell?
God, I can't even get past the first block.
Unbelievable. This guy
here
sucks.
Here we go.
Well, everyone's not excited about the new one, I tell you that much. People are pissed about the new Super Mario Bros.
Chris
movie,
Pratt,
man.
Chris Pratt playing Mario.
Doesn't even change his voice. It's just him talking. Cripes. And his mustache isn't thick enough. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, we got to get right to it because, of course, Hunter went so long on his sports. Just chat. Unbelievable.
Chatty Cathy over here.
Chatty Cathy. You know what he kept saying? It was ridiculous. He kept saying,
Alabama.
And he just wouldn't stop.
Still have that cue.
Oh, yeah. I'm saving it for next hour. Are you kidding me?
Jesus. Get to your rock news.
Is anyway, that's Alabama? Right. That's right. That's what I meant to say. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Here we go.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. You had a little whistle in there, I heard.
I know. I got a little whistle in my nose. That's funny. It's getting cold out, man.
That's right. Go see them, AIR, Advanced Import Repair. They'll get you taken care of and back on the road. Well, first, breaking news, Keith Richards still alive. Still going. Oh, still good.
Is he from Alabama?
No, he is not from... Hold on.
Alabama!
No, I don't believe so. I believe he's from the UK.
Oh.
Yeah. But another breaking news, well, this didn't take long. The rumors are true. Blink-182 has reunited with Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
We just talked about this yesterday, saying, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on their social medias and billboards.
It came with the release of the tour, didn't it?
It did. That's right. So the trio announced the reunion with a funny yet short and dirty video that features a snippet of their new single, Edging, which is due out Friday of this week. A full album is also on the way. They also announced a world tour that starts in March of next year and runs through February of 2024.
Wow.
Wow.
It's amazing. You know, so it was posted yesterday, the poster of they're doing a Vegas show. What's it called? It's like
the festival is called When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas.
Young.
Yeah. Because Green Day also announced that they're going to be on that as well.
Among basically every other punk band ever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the lineup for this?
I briefly took a glance
Offspring,
at it.
Offspring, yeah. Sum 41. I mean, you go down the list, they're there.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to go.
You want to go? God, you and I are going to die at that festival.
Oh, man. I mean, it's our childhood growing up.
Anything that is labeled When We Were Young really already makes me feel old. Like, oh, yeah, When We Were Young, you listen to these guys. Damn it. Yeah, so that's they're headlining that in 2023, slated for October 1st of that year. DeLonge obviously left the band in early 2015. It was replaced by Matt Skiba. DeLonge, Travis Barker, Mark Hoppus reportedly reconnected when the bassist revealed he had cancer in 2021.
It's gonna be a great show, man.
I love this because this is the Blink. Not that they haven't done good stuff, but this is the Blink we knew when we were young. You know what I mean? And we first fell in love with them. So this should be pretty fantastic. All right, I'll go with you. You want to go to the festival?
Let's go.
We'll throw down. We'll get in the pits. We'll wear our old clothes, our old Abercrombie stuff from back in the day. See if we can. That would be kind of fun. Just put on some Carpenter pants, some Abercrombie shirts, puka shell necklace.
I'll spike the hair that we still have.
Oh, dude, I'll get my tips frosted for a show. Are you kidding me? Come on now.
Let's go.
Come on now, man.
You know? Seriously, though, looking at that lineup, it looks amazing.
Here's the best part for you. You still got the same boy band beard that you had back in high school.
Right,
you don't even need to shave. I'll need to shave. I'll need to wax my face because I look like I'm 100 when I got my beard growing.
Get on stage with this beard, you know?
Look, and let's bring that young man up. Oh, you're an adult with that beard. That's...
you jerk.
Everyone,
I'm going to the concert by myself now.
We see a lot of people that are dressed up like when we were young back in... Hey, you, sir, come up here. Oh, look at that. So did you shave your beard like
No.
Oh, this is what you do every day.
I didn't know what this show was. This is just...
I actually just stumbled in here, to be honest. This is crazy. Why is everyone dressed like me? This is weird.
You jerk. Shut up.
Oh, I love your beard, buddy. I do. All right, anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back, October 12, 1988, the Poison single Every Rose Has Its Thorn was released. Fun fact about that song, Bret Michaels actually wrote it in a laundromat in Los Angeles. He was doing his laundry, and he just got over a breakup. And he wrote that song, hit song.
That's right? Sad. That's Isn't sad. That sad? Small yeah. little Bret Michaels at the laundromat.
Tiny songs. Little Bret Michaels there. I'm sad. I'm going to write a song. Hey.
Sad Bret Michaels.
Biggest hit for him. So it worked out. So, and thanks to the lady who broke sad little Bret Michaels' heart. All right. Thank you. All right. That's your rock news, rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.